Hello, everyone. Thanks for watching Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Miranda Mason here with Bob Soucy on the field at Gillette Stadium, where the Seattle Seahawks came in and dished the Patriots a 31-24 loss on their home field. Bob, 9 lead changes today. The Patriots came out on the first drive and got the job done, but it was the last drive that counted.
Well, the Patriots, you're right, struck first, engineering a 75-yard drive. Key play on that drive, a 22-yard completion from Brady to Rob Gronkowski. They strike first with the first of 3 touchdowns for LeGarrette Blount. But the one thing that's defined Seattle perhaps more than anything else over the course of Pete Carroll's career with Russell Wilson as his quarterback and Richard Sherman and Earl Thomas and the rest of that star-laden defense is mental toughness. And the Seahawks came across the country on a short week after a tough game against Buffalo, part of really a taxing stretch, and they continually punched back. You mentioned the 9 lead changes. Every time the Patriots surged in front, almost immediately the Patriots defense was back on its heels. After a couple of field goals early for Seattle, they started to strike for touchdowns. Patriots forged in front late in the second quarter. Seahawks came right back and took the lead just before halftime. Same story in the second half. The Patriots surge in front. The Seahawks come back. And as you mentioned, Miranda, Pats had a first and goal to go at the 2. Did not get in the end zone. There was a situation where Tom Brady tried to sneak it in. Usually that's automatic, but he mishandled the snap, recovered the fumble. Then last play of the game, there's some controversy, at least a disputed non-call for Pats fans. Rob Gronkowski trying to run the fade against Cam Chancellor. Chancellor goes down. They got tied up. Gronk goes down. Pats looking for a call. They never got it.
And on defense, Bob, they let up more than 400 yards to the Seahawks, and this is the first chance that we've had to see the Patriots defense without Jamie Collins, and a lot without Jabal Sheard, who we didn't see much today. Where's the disconnect here for the Patriots defense?
Well, this was the game I think a lot of people looked to and said, okay, this is really going to be the test for this Patriots defense to see where they are. We know that they've been a good scoring defense thus far, but they've given up a high rate of third down conversions and red zone conversions. And the secondary certainly had question marks coming into play tonight. I think you look at the turnover at different positions in the secondary opposite Malcolm Butler, cornerback. Like tonight, Eric Rowe, who's been a starter of late, he was inactive. Mm-hmm. Justin Coleman became a guy who played a lot tonight, whereas he's been inactive for a couple of games. Cyrus Jones has been active for a few games, so they're still searching back there. They played a mix of zone and man coverages, and they had trouble either way staying with the Seattle receivers. Wilson represents a running threat, so I think they were a little bit conservative in terms of how they tried to get after him, but nonetheless, trying to play coverage, they couldn't do that very well. 400-plus yards, as you mentioned, in total offense. Doug Baldwin, 3 touchdown catches. And C.J. Procise adds a dimension to the Seattle offense. Quick back out of the backfield. Caught a wheel route down the left sideline for a big play for the Seahawks as well. There's a guy with well over 100 yards from the line of scrimmage tonight. Seattle offense strained the Patriots defense in a lot of different ways, and the Pats have got to get a lot better.
The players in the locker room mentioned that they're looking forward to San Francisco. They're putting this one behind them. But was this a good litmus test for the more talented teams that they're going to see throughout the latter half of the season?
I think when you look ahead to where this team wants to be, they've got a long way to go, of course, to reach the postseason. They're still, as you mentioned, San Francisco, and then beyond that, another month and a half of play. But the Patriots figure to be there in the playoffs. And they're going to face teams with explosive offenses, you've got to figure. Pittsburgh, perhaps at full strength, unlike in the regular season, should they see the Steelers in the postseason. You look at a team like the Oakland Raiders, they've got a dangerous offense with Carr and the multiple receivers he has. You look at a team like Kansas City. You look at some of the other teams that they might face from the NFC, like the Seahawks in a rematch, perhaps, if they got that far. And this is a long-term projection, and there's a lot of things that can happen. They've got to get a lot better. They've got to do a lot better.
All right, well, next week, like I said, we are on to San Francisco. Bob and I will be there, and the Patriots will be looking to break a losing streak. Until then, I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Bob Soucy. See you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.